obstacles to reaching God and overcoming them with realization. Yes, we will discuss on them, and more importantly, we will realize how to overcome them. When someone charts a new course for their life in pursuit of spirituality to meet God, they often may need to be prepared for some unfamiliar encounters. There may be obstacles that one needs to overcome. All these days, human beings have been used to thinking too much, and the thoughts are too scattered. Consciousness is usually towards matters that are mundane. So the main obstacle in this step would be one's own mind. There could even be discouraging and dissuading remarks by others. Different thoughts that keep arising prevent one from getting into a peaceful state. The mind is used to wandering by creating many unnecessary thoughts. This is the reason why one finds it challenging to keep one's mind in order and focus on God. So every time an unwanted thought pops up, consciously make an effort to train the mind to create purposeful and useful thoughts to overcome it. We need to compel, convince, placate, and inspire ourselves, rather than wish that someone else does this for us. Because this life itself is between me and God. It is a lifelong deal that covers many births. This is an effort one has to make continuously and repeatedly. Don't get demotivated, frustrated, and give up if and when you face storms of waste and evil thoughts. These are mainly due to impressions of the past karma. So just ignore such upheavals and be truthful to God. But we need to understand that these are all passing phases in the path of enlightenment. Ultimately, we will be victorious. Many would unfortunately give up in their quest for divinity due to such internal turmoil. But we need to understand that the spiritual effort itself gives a variety of beautiful and memorable experiences that are highly empowering. Experience of God is the greatest motivation. Keep talking to the self about the goal of life. Keep reminding the self of the benefits it gets in terms of peace, fulfillment, and the ease of leading life, and keep studying. Each experience is unique and brings newness and variety into life. With a little attention, patience, and consistent practice, one would soon find it to be not only easy, but also an ennobling experience. Many are doubtful in their ability to experience the divine. When it comes to experiencing God, the physical attributes of the self, like name, status, background, the previous successes or failures and the like, have no meaning or bearing. Physical characteristics like age, shape, appearance, distance, and time also have no relevance. Be reminded that after all, we are souls, not bodies. For God, all are equal. Any time is okay for anyone to have his experience. One should not think of leaving their hearth and home, nor should one escape from one's responsibilities. In fact, one should always do their work dutifully, fulfill their responsibilities, accepting that work as God's work and considering themselves as trustees. Because the soul has become weak, one has to make an effort to remember God and then to be in His remembrance. Bodily attractions and feelings are a big enemy of a spiritual effort maker. It takes the attention away from God. So, one has to make conscious effort to detach oneself from such pulls and attach the mind to Him. Is God hearing? Is God listening? Are my thoughts reaching Him? Is He aware of my situation? These are perhaps questions that pop up naturally. The fact is, He is always hearing and giving solutions and replying to everyone. But because the intellect is clouded, person is not able to catch it. Because I can't hear, I feel God is not hearing. To increase the catching power so that I can hear what God is telling, cleansing of the soul should be done on a daily basis. There is absolutely no need to beg or ask for anything from God. Let there be no fear, expectation, hesitation, or inhibition of any kind. Because He is knowledgeful. He knows better than us in terms of what we need and what we don't need. Even without asking, He showers on us what we need, as much as we need and more. He would have given us that which we needed even before our awareness of the need. He loves His children so much that what He showers is always enough and more. Further, God need not be reminded of what He should not do and what He has to do and when. All we have to do is just have firm faith in Him and without any doubt, focus the mind and intellect on Him lovingly. God may be far away in Param Dham, yet He is just one thought away. At this point, let us also be clear about the meaning of power. When we say God is all-powerful, the Almighty Authority, God gives us controlling power, ruling power, willpower, and determination power. Controlling power means controlling our own mind and karma or actions. Ruling power is ruling my own senses, like my eyes, ears, tongue, skin, hands and legs. Willpower is the ability to think and do that which is to be done, and not to think and not to do that which should not be done. Determination is to implement disciplines in life, come what may. It is the lack of these powers that make a person helpless, restless, and weak. Remembering God means receiving all these powers that gives us assurance to do things that appear impossible and also face situations that are very daunting. Remembrance makes a person a king of their own senses. Hence, remembrance of God is called Raja Yoga Meditation. Raja means king. Yoga means link or communion. Communion with God. With self-control, we learn the art of being content and happy even with seemingly difficult circumstances. We get power to adjust, power to tolerate, power to judge situations, power to discern, and ability to withdraw from circumstances as and when required.